Is your business struggling? Do you need a custom business plan to get ahead? All you need to do is ask Sharifa, the premier business consultant who is focused on your success. From digital marketing to business planning, I bring over 25 years of experience to work for you. As a host of three different talk shows, I can get you connected to your audience right away. Visit AskSharifa.com for more information. Do not face the unknown alone. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, I'm excited. I like five good mornings this morning. That tells you exactly how excited I am. I am your host, Sharifa Hardy, and we are going to start the Roundtable Talk Show and introduce you to some amazing people. But before I do that, I'm going to ask you to do what I always ask you to do, and that is to go out and be an evangelist for the Roundtable Talk Show. There's someone in your network, in your neighborhood, maybe they're in your house, a spouse, a child, a parent, a cousin, I don't know, but there's someone who needs this information. Without this information that our experts are bringing, they may suffer in their business, and we know we don't want that to happen, but they won't have this information unless you go ahead and share this show with them, because I, as I always say, friends don't let friends miss out on the Roundtable Talk Show. So while you're sending that text, sending that tweet, making that post, sending that email, letting everyone know the Roundtable Talk Show is live, I'm going to go ahead and introduce our first guest. And you have seen this lovely young lady on the Roundtable Talk Show before. Every time she's here, it's a pleasure. We get to learn from her as well as laugh with Miss Christina Shea. After a lifelong career in corporate America, working for Fortune 500 companies and the high stress of the financial industry in marketing and communications, Christina was ready for change, and she founded her passion project, Blue Skies Life. Christina has her own story. She has been widowed twice, experienced personal and financial loss through these events, raised her young daughter as a single mother, and as a single income earner. Good morning and welcome back, Christina. How are you?
I'm amazing. It's so wonderful to be back here. Thank you for having me on your roundtable again with such amazing guests. There's always a great conversation and dialogue, and I never know where it's going to go. So I'm always pumped to see what's going to happen. And a little bit, you captured it pretty well. But yes, I lived really a really corporate life for over 25 years, and just really corporate burnout, just doing the same hustle and grind every day. And I think during the pandemic, a lot of people have decided to reset and rebalance their lives, or at least reevaluate where they want to go. And because of the grilling schedule that I would, you know, I would get up at 5 a.m. and I would work till like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I was going to school at the same time, working full time, teaching fitness and dance even. Like, I was all just doing whatever I could to pay the bills, but also I wanted to provide security for my daughter financially. However, I really realized after collapsing in the financial district one day, while there's not really any security in that if I'm not here for my daughter. So, and, you know, then, you know, I sort of changed and did a bit of a roller coaster. I was, you know, doing a consulting firm, and I was doing things on my own schedule too, but I would always kind of go back and forth. And then I think I have something in common with one of your guests. I'm a passionate advocate for medical therapeutic cannabis. I don't want to go into that too much. I know it's very political sometimes in the States, but it's one of my passions. And I worked for a company that went public in Canada here. I wasn't aligned with the leadership, but that's okay, you know, live and learn. And I decided, you know what, I'm done climbing their corporate ladders. I'm going to build, like, just like you're building your table, I'm going to build my own ladder. And hence Blue Skies Life, which is, you know, sky is not the limit. Take that ladder and go. But because of my health conditions, you know, I'm really careful. I have a brain cyst. I almost had a stroke, actually. Just in a vision loss, I have a host of issues that were because of that. So I'm very careful now with what I eat, what I put on my body. So I'm all about natural, sustainable, non-toxic products. And so Blue Skies Life was just launched April 6th, which is the anniversary of my first husband's passing, which was quite tragic. So I'm all about reframing and rethinking things. So I wanted to put it into a positive light rather than being just a sad day. I wanted to remember him. He passed away in a motorcycle accident many years ago. So I wanted it to be, you know, a celebration of his life and a celebration of new beginnings. So blueskieslife.com is up. Also, for anybody who's listening, you can put round table, just two words, round table, and you can get 20% off anything that's on the site. But reach out to me, because I did mention before I'm building also a podcast platform, a content platform called Making Her Story. And I'm so inspired by Sharifa, because she brings her passion, her power every day, I'm trying to know if you do this every day, but she does it a lot. And she really inspires and motivates so many and touches so many. And, you know, it's the power of one. And that's what I always believe in, the power of one, and that power of one can spread. So I won't go on and on, but visit www.blueskieslife. Blue Skies is spelled with a Y, because it is all about your passion and your purpose and finding your why you're here. Thank you so much.
Wow, Christina, don't go anywhere. It sounds like you're leaving. You did your acceptance speech. You ready to go?
I know. I'm just always like, I always think I should pass on the mic. I just started getting into Clubhouse, right? So I'm always like, you know, I love talking to people and connecting, but I also don't want to be all about me, because it's always about other people. But yeah, I've had some big dreams and I'm still dreaming. And I just posted the other night on my Instagram, you know, the future belongs to those who believe in the beauty of their dreams. So I've definitely had, you know, my ups and downs and fallen and, you know, failures too. But I always try to remember failures aren't just learning, but just get up. And I'm a big fan of Tony Robbins. Actually, I'm doing his Own Your Future Challenge this week. And I know some people are like, oh, po-po about poo-poo about motivational speakers and all that. But you know what? Everybody needs some motivation right now. And whether it's your friends or Tony Robbins or whoever, and Sharifa here, you know, everybody's going through a really hard time. And I think the pandemic has really helped people hopefully reset. There's a lot of people that are burned out on the healthcare front. Poor, you know, India, oh my God, I can't imagine. I'm in Ontario, Canada. So we're still in lockdown, but you know, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. I just had my first vaccine. I know that can be political too, but you know, it's my body. So I decided to do that. And yeah, I'm just looking forward to a brighter future and a blue sky future, and where everybody can really be united, and let's make kindness the new contagion. I always say that. So that's really where I'll leave it for now. But yes.
No, I love it. Kindness is the new contagion. I love it. You brought up so many interesting points, and I'm grateful that you even see me that way, you know, because I have to watch it sometimes, because I always tell people I do this show so that I can learn. I mean, where else can you learn from the experts in their fields, the people who know these are their industries, and I get to ask the questions that I've always wanted to know. And so it's a benefit and it's an opportunity for me. But you mentioned two of our other guests, so I want to go ahead and introduce one that you mentioned, Mr. Bill Cook. Bill is a 20-year cannabis farmer. He's the current director of operations at CannaWise, a tier 2 indoor rec farm in Medford, Oregon. Busted 3 times, served a year in prison, super woke, 24-year Freemason. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Fantastic. Muting my phone because I'm the fidgety one.
Guilty as charged. No, it's fine. It's fine. Stay off mute. We'll be fine. We're talking. We're having a great conversation. I read your bio earlier and I was like, what stood out to me is the busted 3 times. Usually people, you know, don't share that information. It's something they don't want anyone to know, but you have it right out there in the forefront, Bill.
Well, I don't believe in the stigma. See, I tell people that I'm on a mission from God. And when I tell them my story, they usually believe me. So I don't know if I can tell it in 5 minutes, but I could try.
Well, we're going to try to tell it, and it may be a little bit more than 5 minutes. We have about an hour, so we're going to split it up so everyone has more time.
But I don't want to take too much. So no,
Christina's being polite. You're being polite. Just talk. Don't worry. This is what I do, nearly 300 episodes. But I love the reference. To me, I say that about me in business. I'm on a mission from God, the Blues Brothers, one of my all-time favorite movies. But it just shows that no matter what comes at you or up against you, if you're on a mission from God, you just step over it, walk over it, and keep going.
So when I was a little kid, I was abused. Everybody has their sad stories, but like my mom's favorite thing to do was punch me in my temples. I grew up with sort of the symptoms of Asperger's syndrome, I guess you could say. I met a pretty girl, got married. I was 22 years old. I was working for a bank in Columbus. a customer lost his ATM card in the machine. He comes in, he kicks the front desk and scares the hell out of the secretary. I come up to save the day. He gives me a hard time. I have a temper. So I'm like, we can just go right outside. I got no problems. You know what I mean? And well, he backed down. I got him a new card. He complained to my boss and they let me go. I worked every branch in the city. I knew one of their ATM machines. On a Friday, I could grab 30 grand and no one would ever be the wiser because it was broken in just the right way. As I discussed this plan with my best friend, who was also out of work and had a baby, and I paid his rent for like the prior 2 months. My wife traveled, so we spent a lot of time. I spent a lot of time with his family. We're both like, man, what do we do? So I'm like, well, I know how to get 30 grand. That might carry us a while. While we're discussing this plan, in the back of my head, I hear, it's always my voice. It's not like I'm crazy, you know. Why don't we just grow weed? And I have no idea where this idea comes from. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I am basically a perfect square. And it wouldn't go away. While we're talking about the details of the plan, why don't we just grow weed? Why don't we just grow weed? Keeps going off in my head. And finally, I just say it out loud because I had no choice. I had to say it out loud. I said, listen, why don't we just grow weed? I've got $2,000 on a credit card, a full basement. We can order everything off the internet and no one would ever know. And the idea just came out like that. No thought, no idea where it came. Well, I have an idea now, but that took like 3,000 books later to figure out. The idea just popped in there. It's called Logosmoi in Eastern Christianity. And well, I said it out loud and he looks at me like I'm crazy. And I have to ask him, why are you looking at me like I'm crazy? He says, I met a guy yesterday who buys weed by the duffel bag full. And as it turns out, his older brother smuggled hash out of Morocco in the 70s and learned to grow in Holland and Rockwell in the 80s. So my very first mentor was great. And I never used the product. I went 10 years. More than 10 years growing cannabis and never using the product. I tried it, you know, the Bill Clinton. I inhaled like Obama and I didn't like that it made me happy. I ran on anger. That was my fuel, right? That's what you get when you're abused as a child. You grow up angry and you learn to use it as fuel. Of course, that's terrible for everybody in your life. My wife, my friends. And eventually I got snitched out. My wife and I did a year in prison. Our son was 2 months old. I didn't see him until he was 8 months old. That was hard. Got out, started using cannabis because I had no choice. My salesman is the one that snitched on me after I cut him off for blowing coke up my money up his nose. I had to start using the product because nobody trusts you. If you're a pot farmer selling pot and you don't smoke, nobody trusted me. So I had to smoke and well, it made me happy. And I didn't really like that, but I had no choice. I got a little happier and a little happier. And then one night, my son, he comes to bed. He was being three and I spanked him and I was too rough. And my wife threw me out and she was right to do so. And I went to the house where I was growing and my partner had made hash brownies that day. And I ate one. And I got as high as I could because I was angry and I didn't want to be angry anymore. I still remember eating a piece of hash. And I was 36. I had an 8-hour waking nightmare. Now I have aphantasia. If you don't know what that means, if you close your eyes and you can picture a banana, you're a normal human being with that superpower of creativity. Me, it's black. It's always been black. I didn't know until I was 42 that regular folks had that superpower of a visual imagination. So I'm very left brain dominant. I think in words. I don't think in pictures. I saw things behind my closed eyes on cannabis. And most people don't experience that, right? But I saw lightning, rainbows, and the ghosts of Christmas past beat the hell out of me for about 8 hours and said, if you don't change your ways, you're going to lose everybody you love and you're going to die lonely and old and broke. Later, I read a book called The Hash Eaters and pretty sure he actually ate a bunch of hash that night. And And he really did see the ghost, and then he wrote a book about it. And we all watch Scrooged and think it's just a joke, but really, these things can change your life.
A lot. You gave us a lot of information, Bill. You gave us a lot of information. It's getting good. Like, I'm intrigued. I have so many questions, but I want to go ahead. No. Don't apologize. I was intrigued. I lost track of time. So
I did too. Sorry.
No, because I have so many questions, but I just want to bring everyone into the conversation. So I am going to come back to you. And some of the key things that you mentioned stand out to me about our next guest, Ms. Maya McNulty. She's a COVID survivor, and she is on a mission to help survivors and their families with recovery support and recovery guidance. She survived COVID. This horrible experience led her to create a movement of wellness warriors. Good morning, Maya. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. It's been an amazing journey because, like most of you are saying, Christina was saying, Bill was saying, it's God's plan, God's purpose. And when I was laying in a coma, I couldn't see, I couldn't hear. This was last year, March of 2020. And sorry if I squint a little because sometimes I get the brain fog and I'm healing from the brain fog. I'm starting to say positive words in my mind, like my heart is healing, my scars are healing, I'm healing. And
Maya, I don't want to cut you off, but I feel for a certain minute that we're kind of like you're telling us the end of the story.
Oh, sure.
Can we go back a little bit to how did you get COVID? How did you find out that you got COVID? Were you asymptomatic? Did you have a lot of symptoms? How did you wind up, because you started us from the coma. I'm like, okay, wait a minute, we're in a coma? How did we get to the coma?
Yeah, sorry about that. I just wanted to fast track a little because I didn't know if you only had like 3 minutes or something. But yeah, I was actually going to the gym. I've had no prior medical conditions. I was a healthy female traveling, speaking book tours, national book tours, speaking on stages, opening stages for the great legends like Brian Tracy. I worked years to try to get myself on those platforms. And I was just taking care of myself, going to the gym, and I happened to have gotten COVID in the sauna. That I changed up what I was going to be doing. And I don't know if I was asymptomatic or symptomatic because I was one of the very first young females. And those words didn't come out until later on. And I can speak to that in a little while. But when I went into the hospital, it was COVID. It was coronavirus. When I came out, it was COVID. And I thought, I got that too. So I didn't know that. And I had no idea how many people were dying and what was happening. So and now I'm on track to change the dialect around COVID survivors in hospitals and the intake form, the discharge forms, so that people can see more hope.
So you were in the sauna. How did you track it back to the sauna?
So interestingly, I lost my memory for a little while when I had gotten COVID and recovered after 69 days in the hospital. And I started to go through my phone, but at the time I couldn't lift my phone because they were too heavy. This phone was too heavy for me to lift. And and when I had a chance to go back, I started to backtrack, like the movie Hangover, my pictures. And I said, oh, okay, I was in Nashville. I was in Nashville because it was Super Bowl, but I was also at a marketing conference and people thought that's where you got it. But I said, no, that's not, because the following week was Valentine's and I was out to dinner with my husband. And then the following Thursday, I went to Boston because my girlfriend, who's a cancer survivor, was going to Dana-Farber, and there was no way I would have seen her if I was sick. So I know it didn't happen then. And then I was doing my routine, going to the gym. And that particular day, I had a dialogue with the guy at the front desk. I said, hey, how's it going? I'm going to change it up today. He says, what are you going to do? And I said, well, I'm going to work on my upper body, arms, and I've been traveling, so I'll do the massage chair to open up my neck. And you know what? I have some time today. I'm going to treat myself to the sauna. And that's how I realized that when I got into that sauna, it was like a Mack truck hit me. I knew something was wrong straight away because every morsel, my eyes, my nose, my mouth, my skin, I can feel it plaguing me and just latching on like slime, just hitting you. And I got out of there. I washed my hands. I took a drink and I said, I got to get out of here. I got home. My husband, it was a nice day, early March, and he was doing some yard work, picking up the branches and stuff for yard waste. And I said, honey, I don't feel well. And I said, I'm going to lay down. And I laid down and the fever started, the body chill started. That thing affected me straight away. It just did not have that time to ease its way into my body. It just got me, boom. And it made a lot of sense because there's no ventilation in a sauna there, you know, and it germs grow in heat. And as we know too, COVID, how it got to the islands is because fishermen, and they froze the fish, and then the fish, they ate the fish and the seafood, and that's when it unthawed, it stayed in it. So they had COVID, and that's how it got to the islands as well. So that's my little take on it. But that's how I know that there was no contact tracing at the time. But because I was able to have pictures, I'm one of those, I take pictures of my food, like most of everybody else. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, I was here. And I know I wasn't sick. And there was no way I would have seen my girlfriend who was going to Dana-Farber if I was sick. So, so I know that was my track.
Wow, this show, I think, is going to be one of those shows where I have to fight back the tears and the emotions. Each and every guest is bringing it out of me. But I'm like, oh, I got to do, let's get through this show because I want to introduce our next guest. Yes, I have it. I got it. I keep it. This is like for my show because I'm an emotional person. I'm like, and everybody today is bringing it. But I want to introduce my next guest, Mr. Raul, who is joining us from India. He is the founder of a web design and Google search marketing services for small businesses. He started in 2020 and is happy to discuss the pros and cons of starting an online business. Good morning, Raul. How are you?
Good morning, everybody. Thank you, Sharifa, for giving us me an opportunity to come to your roundtable talk show. But just for your viewers, to let them know how we connected. I mean, this is also a tip for everybody who's listening. We connected through Harrow. If people who are unaware, it's a website called Help a Reporter Out. So anybody, you could be in any niche. If you want to establish an authority and get brand mentions from reputed websites, be it Forbes, Entrepreneur, Huffington Post, or big sites in your niche, you can write answers to the queries of the journalist and you can get a mention. So that way, I mean, whenever Google indexes your website, they will check certain signals about your website, where your website has been linked to. So if you are being mentioned in big reputed websites, it gives a thumbs up in the eyes of search engines that you are a reputed business. And so that is one of the ranking signals where your site can also rank faster than your competitors. It is just one of the ways. So anybody, I hope Sharifa, your viewers could also benefit by leveraging Harrow or some other options out there for free marketing. I mean, you don't have to hire anybody to or pay anybody. All you have to do is just spend half an hour to 1 hour writing quality answers. And those quality answers could be between 100 to 200 words. You need not have to be an expert or something. They would just need your original tip. All you have to do is be original and be honest and share your personal experience. And you get that feedback because I've spent 1 year in that and I have got links from very reputed websites in my niche. One of them is Zapier. It's an automation tool and it is highly ranked on search engines and have a very high domain authority. So now coming back to what I do. I mean, I'll give a detailed history about how I switched multiple careers before starting this online business. I registered my business towards end of 2019 and I started working in early 2020 and within 3 months, COVID hit. So I barely had a couple of projects to complete and I was thinking what should be my next marketing strategy. I tried a couple of things, it didn't work. And there was a period of 6 months where there was no income for me. I was trying my hands at different things, but it was not working. Thankfully I had a baby boy during mid of 2020 when COVID was at its peak. So again, there was additional work pressure and responsibility at my place. So I had to juggle between my work and take responsibility of my spouse as well as the newly born baby boy. But thankfully, my mother-in-law came and we managed in a way so that everybody is at peace. But there was a period where I had to wake. I mean, since I'm sure you must be knowing babies who are born recently, they would make you wake up till early morning, till the time they sleep. So and to juggle between the work, the calls, and to ensure that the marketing side is fixed was something of a learning. And thankfully, since my spouse was working, so I was able to take that risk of starting my own business, because I would have at least one income coming at my home. So that way I juggle between my work and home. With the start of 2021, things have been better. I mean, we are getting some business, and we are in a process of creating a marketing funnel which automates a lot of stuff, which many companies or businesses are still not even aware of. So my target is mostly to help small businesses, and my mission or my vision in life is to ensure that every small business on planet leverages online marketing.
Wow. Because so you gave us a lot of information. You talked about Harrow. That was tips. That was information. That was resources for our audience. I think that's amazing. You talked about marketing and how to get yourself out there or on the top of the search engines. But you also talked about what I think reached a lot of people is just simply being a dad, having to work while you have a family, you have a child that you have to support. And it's a global pandemic. You're starting a business during a global pandemic. So you have to keep going. What I want to know, I mean, there's so much that you said, but one of my first questions is, how is everything in India? I mean, here I'm in California, we're watching on the news, everything that's happening, but you're right there. What do you see going on in India?
Thanks for your concern. If you ask me probably a couple of weeks or a month back, things were not in stable condition. But what I, to be honest, I mean, I just want to share this news that watching too much of negative information can also impact your brain. So since I follow spiritual practices, so I limit the not so good information to an extent where I know, okay, this is what the government is doing, the state or the state where I stay or the central government, and these are the measures that they're taking. These are things we have to have in place. We don't go out, we stay at home, and whenever there is an urgent important news, I probably get a message or something, and that's how we are keeping track of it. Because you know, there is a thing in psychology, what you consume you become that. So I mean, the world is filled with fear. So if I see anything, any news, be it, it could be politically incentivized or non-political, but it does have an impact. I'm not saying you should not watch any media anchors playing the concern, but you should stop to a certain extent that it does not stop bothering you day in, day out. Because at the time, if you're eating, if you're concerned, but you, God knows, my neighbor is struck by COVID, it could hit me. Even if it's not, but it's going to hit you because you're feeding your brain day in, day out with that fear. Because
yes, if you're focused on the fear. Mm-hmm. And we don't want to be focused.
It's called nocebo.
Bill, you can't just pop in and out like that. We can say that again, Bill. Come back, Bill.
It's called the nocebo effect. There's the placebo effect. Right. Mm-hmm. The placebo effect is so powerful that in a study I read about recently, they gave two groups of people a cancer pill. Right. So it's supposed to duplicate the effects of chemotherapy. These guys got it and this group didn't get it. 30% of the group that got the placebo lost their hair. That's powerful. And it's called.
Yeah, wait a minute. I just want to make sure I understand it. So this was a placebo, which means that it wasn't an actual pill that didn't
sugar pill.
It was a sugar pill, but they lost their hair as a result of a sugar pill.
Because they believed that they took this pill that duplicated the effects of chemotherapy.
Absolutely.
Okay, so chemotherapy makes you lose your hair, and because they believed they were taking a pill for chemotherapy, they lost their hair.
Yes, basically, yes. That's my understanding of it, yes.
Yeah,
and that's basically, it's the amount of drugs you're looking for becomes you're going to get sick.
Christina?
I agree. I mean, it's fear-based, but it's about mindset, and I totally agree with Raul though, and Bill, but yeah, it is definitely mindset. And if I've limited my intake of the news because I just can't take it, it's too much negativity and it creates fear. Fear for me to go outside, fear to like just live, fear about whether my daughter's going to be okay because she's in a different city. I can't live every minute of every day like that. I'm never gonna grow. I'm just gonna be like hiding under a rock. And I think, you know, that's just not a way to live your life. And fear-based or scarcity, all that, those kind of mindsets, they really hold you back. And also just the people that you surround yourself with as well, right? So if you have people that are, I mean, some people think it's a conspiracy. Some people think it's, you know, that it's crazy. Oh my God, hide under you. You can't go anywhere. Like I have all sorts of friends on different levels. So I just try to keep my level and go on my path and try to keep like-minded positive people around me. But I definitely agree. Like if you think you're sick or you might get sick, or if someone's given you a diagnosis, like you hear about all these people who all of a sudden they've, you know, maybe had cancer maybe for a long time, as an example, but then they get diagnosed because they didn't know. And then they die like within a week because now they know. I think mindset can really get you through so much, or it can take you down. So Rael is totally right. You can't live in fear and you can't have, you know, that negative news on all the time. I'd like to see some good news channel for a change.
Right. And I want to add one more thing here. I mean, everybody can probably practice it. Just before going to sleep, spend 10 minutes with yourself, 5 minutes meditating for your loved ones or your close ones, that everyone is safe. Everyone is healthy. COVID is not going to attack me or my family. And 5 minutes for everybody else whom you not know, or to the world. We hope COVID, you go away soon and everyone is safe. And you will see the magic of this in your life, because this impacts your subconscious mind. And when you go to sleep, you'll have a peaceful sleep, stress-free sleep, and you'll be devoid of any fear, because of this fear that it could impact me and I may die, is impacting a lot of families. And so if you can spend, say, 5-10 minutes just before going to sleep, close everything, close your mobile phones, everything. Complete shut off, 5 minutes for your close one and 5 minutes for the world. And you will start seeing positive news. Trust me, within 2 to 3 weeks of you continuously doing so. That's the power of pure thought. And it can travel as far as you may not even imagine. If I send you a positive thought right now, Sharifa, you're great with good thought, not just faking, not just mincing words. I'm thinking something and telling you something. No. If I have a good intention, it will reach out to you.
I like it. I like it. Keep sending me those good vibes, that good energy, that street. I love it.
I would agree with that. Absolutely. I absolutely had to change my mindset around survival and what hope looked like and what a warrior. My friends were calling me a warrior and a fighter. And I was like, yeah, I'm definitely a fighter, but a warrior? I mean, I think of Wonder Woman when I think of a warrior. And no. I'm just
being a warrior.
And I'm thinking, okay, yeah, I guess I can send that message far. And it's attitude, it's mindset, it's perseverance. It's about shutting off the negativity. Like, you're not welcome in my space, and knowing that, and just, you know, like, this is where the line is in the sand and you don't get to cross its boundaries. And that's how I've been living every day, just in positivity. And I wake up every morning and I say, who can I uplift today? You know, who can I spread a message of hope to? Who can I connect to that will not only change my life, enrich my life, but enrich others? Who can I do that with? And today we're doing that here on the show. I'm so grateful to connect with Raul and Bill and Christina, and you, of course, Sharif. This is amazing. And I think that more conversations have to be had around how can we change our mindset. And I love the word you used, reset, Christina. a lot of us have been using the word pandemic pivot, or we're pivoting, and it's overused. It's just like the word unprecedented. And for you to say, gosh, I'm just ready for a reset. And it reminds me of that button that Staples, you know, you hit the like order now, like, easy. Okay, hit that button, it's reset. So I love that. And in Clubhouse, we have the pull to refresh. So that reset. And I think that how we can all value from that reset. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Yeah. That's how I visualize it. Turn it on, turn it off. But I think it's so important to people to reset and reevaluate. I'm getting sick and tired of that word pivot, to be frank. So, and I think you are a warrior, and I think everybody has a warrior inside them. I mean, people used to say, how did you get through this? I mean, I was broke. I was, you know, all the things that I had to go through. Not that I just get widowed once. It happened again. Like, what are the odds? It's like getting struck by lightning.
Twice.
It was terrible. And it's like, people are like, how'd you get through it? Well, I don't know. It's like, do or don't. It's kind of like Yoda. What is it? There's no try. There is no try.
Do or do not.
Exactly. So don't pretend to, you know, have all the answers or whatever. But I think, you know, it is really having that tenacity. I mean, I had lots of people tell me, and I understand a little bit about anger, because I used to carry a lot of that, because I was assaulted. I've had lots of things that happened to me in my life. And I used to use it to fuel me, and I used to feel like the world was against me, and probably helped drive me get through all that. But at the end of the day, it's much easier to work with the world and spread positivity and get rid of that fear mindset and that anger, and put those things to the side and try to cultivate goodness and kindness, and try to reframe that people are coming from a good intent. Maybe they are, maybe they aren't. But if you reframe it that way, and you kind of let things go a little bit more, let it be, as John Lennon says, and just live and be in the present and be in the now. Because I think with all this fear and all this crap that we're going through, but even before, I don't want to go back to that old normal of like, just I'd sleep literally 3 hours a night, and I was so stressed. I wasn't living in the now. And I think taking those moments to enjoy just the sunshine on your face, or, you know, listening to your child laugh, or having a meal together, or talking to your friends, or looking at the trees, you know, I think those things are more magical, more memorable than maybe, you know, having a fancy car and a fancy house. Those don't mean anything when you're dying or on your deathbed. You won't say like, oh, I wish I had more fancy cars or a bigger house. You're going to wish that you spent more time with your family or your loved ones, or you made a big impact or changed one person's life. Like Maya said, if you can change the power of one, that's what I believe in, because it's a contagious domino effect. And that's why I say contagious to be the new contagion, because that could spread over the world. And I hope that's where things will go.
Absolutely. Bill, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yes.
Let's go back
that's exactly the right answer.
Let's go back to one of the things Christina said when she was talking about use of the word pivot as opposed to use of the word reset. For someone who has your history, been locked up quite a few times, had to go from different industries, started smoking just so people would trust you, what are your thoughts on resetting or having to, you know, rebuild yourself?
Well, I can't be a 24-year Freemason without being a conspiracy theorist, because, man, Freemasons run the world, whether you realize it or not. Every three-letter alphabet agency is a secret society. Every royal family is a secret society. And every president except one is noble-born, like they're noble blood. So, like, I can't look at the world without seeing it that way, because it is that way. I think they keep us in fear because it's easier to control us. I think they're calling it the Great Reset, and that's why I don't like the word. They're calling it the Great Reset, because for them, it's a way to knock a lot of us back down. And I personally look at it from that Freemasonic perspective, where you build life in a staircase. It's that stairway to heaven, right? There's a highway to hell and a stairway to heaven, right? Because it's harder to climb, and there's never a knock the stairs out and start over. Everything builds on everything else. So this is going to be a learning curve for a lot of people. A lot of people are going to see what's really going on, and they're going to teach their kids. And that's what I'm looking for.
What would you consider it then? Because you don't like the word reset or pivot. But for yourself, what did you see? Did you see yourself having to start over? Did you see yourself making different decisions as a direct result of their choices?
I mean, my whole life has been, since I was 22, a result of their choices. It says right on the money, in God we trust. God made the plants. I don't know anybody that argues against that. God made the plants. Now, I don't care what religion you believe. Anything that's against whatever you call God is the devil. Whatever name you use, it doesn't matter. So for me, it's been a long time trying to figure out why nature is illegal. And then, like, why did I go to prison again? I did it for the money, right? I did it because it popped into my head, and then I just ran with the money because the money tasted good, you know? But at the end of the day, why the hell was it illegal again? And then when you really find out that it helps people, when I have people say, without what you grow, I wouldn't be able to eat. What? And it's illegal? So my whole life has been built on their mistakes, and they're not mistakes. It's control, because you're not allowed to think for yourself. You're supposed to live in fear, man. This is Monsters Incorporated. Everybody's seen that movie. I'd rather laugh, right? And so I laugh at the social controllers, and they're every 100 years they give us a pandemic. Go look, every 100 years, just Google it. Every 100 years, man. I think the social controllers are painfully obvious. I read their books, you know what I mean? So like, you really want to know what's up with vaccines? Read what Jonas Salk wrote, the guy that cured polio. Read Survival of the Wisest. Read it. And you'll never get another needle.
I have to go Google it, look it up. Raul, you're intrigued. I can see the intrigue just on your face. What are your thoughts on the conversation?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting points from Bill and Christina. No doubt. See, this has been a tough one and a half years for all of us. I'm sure we would agree on this, because, I mean, we have had certain plans. Now, nature struck us. I mean, whether you call it man-made or whatever it is, I don't want to comment on that. But this has actually shown, I mean, I generally see this is a time where we should let go of all the egos. I mean, we should have empathy for each other, because, I mean, it's all about human lives. And all we want is, whatever we are doing is for our families, friends. I mean, we are all humans, and everyone deserves love. Everyone needs love. And this is the time for all of us to stand tall and show what we are really good at. I mean, whether you could be anybody, it doesn't matter. But this is a time to show your true self-worth, whether you are actually the person which you portray in front of media, or you just another fake billionaire who is not concerned about anybody, or is just interested in the Excel sheets. That's it. Because eventually, I mean, people will come back. I mean, history will always repeat itself. People will come back and see, what did you do during that time frame? I'm just talking about people who are in the leadership, be it at a company level, or be it at the government or the president, anybody. What did you do? Whether you succeed or not, that's irrelevant. But what was your intention? That will stay throughout, and it will be etched in the minds of people.
That's powerful. What did you do in this opportunity to make a difference? What did you do? I love that. Maya, I'd love to hear your thoughts.
You know, everyone has their own opinions and they're entitled to it. Doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it wrong. Christina's fight for survival and Bill's and Raul's are all valid. It comes from the word empathy. Now, I can empathize with all of you because of what you've had gone through. Christina, I've never lost a husband. Raul, my ancestors are from India. Bill, I've never smoked weed.
That's too bad.
But the thing is, you served time for something that you were helping, that was hope for someone. Christina's message is giving hope to someone. Raul's message is giving hope to his neighbors. But the way that we can truly empathize is if we were in your shoes, your experience. Now, you can empathize with what I have gone through for survival. However, you can never really truly empathize because you are not there with me, but you can empathize. So for one story to another, it doesn't matter which angle you come from. There is empathy and hope and love and grace. However, no one can truly, truly empathize until they've walked in your shoes. And so for reset, call it pivot, call it reset, call it a new day, call it a new horizon. It doesn't matter because no one can truly feel what you've gone through to lift you up. That lift comes from your heart as vision and not your eyes. It comes from knowing that you have a positive attitude to make tomorrow better and to know that tomorrow is not promised. It comes from the grit and the gut that you put yourself out there to not be judged or judge others. So when I think about empathy and I think about hope and emotions and mindset, I think of all the times where I didn't give grace to those who deserved it. And for that, I'm sorry, but I do want to change that language within myself. That's what I have.
That's great.
I am speechless, Maya. I just want you to say, I mean, like to really know that, because that was almost like a speech that you would give at an award ceremony. That's the energy that I'm getting today. It felt like it was written prior as opposed to you just coming up with it. I've never had anyone apologize to the people that they've affected or hurt or anything during the show. I don't even know which way to go after that. So I'm just going to go over to Christina and ask for your thoughts.
I just thought that was absolutely beautiful, Maya. And, you know, words are semantics. It really doesn't matter, as you said, whether it's reset, pivot, or you're going to use God's language. I choose to trust in myself and direct positive energy outwards. And I totally understand judgment. I think we should try to eliminate judgment and, you know, make peace with maybe people that we've wronged, and whether it's, you know, in our head, or maybe it's actually even writing a letter to somebody. But I totally empathize with so many people. And that's something that I've always said, because I think I'm an empath by nature, but I know some people are not. But I think hopefully, again, this pandemic and whoever created it, how it's definitely, you know, hurting people. It's not made up that end. People are dying. People are getting sick. Okay. So I think empathy is key to the families, the people who've lost people who've lost their jobs. There's been impact spread across all of that. And one thing I've always noticed, you know, as I was going through my things before the pandemic, and many people have gone through like cancer or loss or all these things, people didn't have really a lot of empathy. They're just like, oh, you know, or they'd avoid you, or they wouldn't want to talk to you, or like, you know, just going on a day, or like where I was working, really no empathy, just get your job done, we don't care. I really hope that empathy is now something that we can incorporate, as well as, you know, kindness. They kind of go hand in hand, because you have to have, you can't have one without the other, I feel. And if we can be more empathetic as a country, as a planet, I think we'll be more united and be able to do so much more when we're together and united versus divided. And you can have all these, everybody's entitled to their opinions, but let's channel it for the good. Let's channel it for to make people's lives better, make the world better. I always say sick planet, sick people. And yes, I agree. There's all sorts of things that need to be changed legally, whether it's cannabis or whatever, but let's work towards a common goal of just making people feel wanted, to feel valued, that they matter. I mean, it doesn't matter whether, you know, you're a politician or you're a homeless person, you matter, and everybody matters. You don't know their story. So never judge, and show kindness to everyone that you touch.
Absolutely. I just feel that over the last 14 months, 18 months, whatever it's been, you have more people who are showing empathy, because this is one of those rare times where everyone in the world was affected. Usually what happens is we watch television or we watch social media and we go, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm going to send prayers over there. I'm going to send prayers to Houston. I'm going to send prayers to Paris. I'm going to send all my prayers everywhere. But this was a time when we didn't have to send prayers. We were in need of prayers because it happened to everyone, everywhere. Almost everyone was affected in some sort of fashion. So we had to have empathy. you know, and like Christina said, that leads us to kindness. So I definitely agree. Now we are coming, Bill, love to hear your thoughts.
I'm sorry to interrupt. No. Christina, I love what you had to say. And like from the conspiracy theorist, and it's, there's no theories, there's only conspiracies and the history behind them. At the end of the day, a lot of us don't believe in it at all. And then some of us believe in it. And then it doesn't even matter because the psychology makes it real. It doesn't matter if it's real or not. Psychology makes it real. So my message to all the guys out there that are fighting on the side of the light, or they think they're fighting on the side of the light, the message that Maya and Christina just gave us, that's the light, right? It's not their fault. It's not anybody's fault. At one point, everybody was sleeping. Everybody that's awake was asleep at one point. So like, take it easy.
I love it. Wonderful words from Bill. Thank you. Now we are coming down to the last few minutes of the show. This has truly been a great conversation today. What I love to do at the end of every show is just simply allow my guests the opportunity to speak directly to the audience, to everyone who is watching this show live, as well as everyone who is watching it in the archives, and let them know what you want them to take away from your appearance here today. And we're going to start with you, Raul.
Yeah, sure. I mean, just to let Bill know, I have heard about your story, and just to let you know that we are making a website for a store in California that they sell medicinal cannabis. So I will probably shoot out an email to you just to check. So the store is in progress. So we are converting from a service delivery website to an e-commerce store where they can sell all their products online. So the purpose is medicinal, because I read that cannabis probably serves multiple purposes. One is probably for the medicine, and the other is for self-consumption. So this website that we are doing is probably helping out people for medicinal purpose. So I'll probably share out the link if it could help. And now speaking to your audience, all I want to tell is that in this day and age, and as we see that most businesses are affected, people have lost their jobs, and some are even working at 50% of their salaries. I'm talking what I've seen in India and even overseas. This is high time for anybody, if you want to side hustle, you need to have an online presence. It's very, very important in this DNA. Now, whether you want to monetize or not, that's the second part. But if you are in service business, or if you're selling any products, be it informational products, if you want to make an e-commerce store and sell online, this is the time. Only in adversity, you have a great chance to leave that mark. And I feel don't get faced by what COVID has given us. In fact, take strength and then go all out and do something for you. I mean, if you have anything in your mind, go digital. And the number one way you can do is you have a website, then promote the heck out of it. There are multiple approaches out there. Once you start gaining traction and trust from your people, you will see your business growing. So this is a high time where you need to have a website. I mean, if somebody already has a coaching website, and if they want to optimize to get more business, because at the end of the day, we all want businesses. And most of these services can be done digital. I don't need to come to US to sell my services. It can be done via an online meeting or an email. So the same applies for you. If you have plans, if there's something in your mind, if you have a business which is not doing well, then you can probably speak to me at no cost, and I'm only there to help. I personally believe in helping. There's no hype. If you like it, take it. No, like, that's okay. I will give my best to help you at any phase of your business, so that it reaches to the level it has. Because most of the people, when they start out, they have a strong zeal. But within 6 months, 12 months, when the sales don't kick in, that's where the motivation level comes down. And that's the time you need to stay put and be motivated, because I've gone through that phase.
I have as well. Yeah. I mean, but I love the whole, you know, no hype, only help. I don't know if that's on your business card, Raul, but I love it.
Yes, yes.
No hype,
yes.
Only help. I love it. Thank you, Raul. Maya, what do you have for us?
Hey, everybody. First of all, Sharifa, it has been amazing to connect with these amazing people. Bill, Raul, Christina, thank you so much for sharing your platform. It is a lesson that I've learned a lot. And I think that every day we get new lessons in our life, and we can choose our attitude to accept the lessons and learn from them or not. But today I've learned something to move my business needle forward. So thank you so much for that. I do invite people to connect with me at mayamcnulty.com, where I have my books available to be able to. I have two of them. I'm also working on my third book, which is called Miracle, from Miracle, One Woman's Fight for Survival from Ventilator to Victory. That is my third book coming. And
Maya, can you hold the other two books? I mean, because you kind of raised them and they went too
fast.
Sure.
It's My Favorite Quotes for Entrepreneurs and its Interactive Guide to Inspiration and Empowerment. It's 180 of my favorite quotes. And then a 30-day journal to keep you inspired and empowered. And this is a blueprint to help nonprofits to be able to fundraise and be able to get that donor that they're looking for. It's the underground playbook for nonprofits to be able to fundraise fast, grow sponsors, build a massive donor list, and impact the world. So that's in here. Easy, short read books. There's four principles, 23 secrets in this one as well. So these are bestsellers on Amazon, but you can get them at my website at mayamcnulty.com. You can also book a strategy session with me there. I'm building out COVID Wellness Clinic, which is a 501c3. So we are taking investors at this time for our seed round, where we are helping COVID survivors with recovery guidance and support. Because like myself, as I age out of hospital care, cardiologists, pulmonologists, physical therapists, occupation therapists, where do I go from there? It's not a switch that just gets turned off. So this is missing in the market, and I hope to provide that kind of hope to the listeners and the viewers. So connect with me. There is a Facebook group, COVID Wellness Clinic, COVID Wellness Clinic on Facebook, and COVID Wellness Clinic on Instagram. And the .com and .org is coming soon. It's under construction for COVID Wellness Clinic, where we will be helping with cognitive learning, strength training, and pulmonary rehab.
Wonderful.
So I invite you to connect with me. Thank you so much again. I appreciate you all.
You are so welcome. Thank you, Maya. We appreciate you. Bill, what do you have for us?
Thank you for having me. Thank you for the conversation, everybody. Turn off your televisions. Anton LaVey, the founder of modern Satanism, says the television is the device for the mainstream infiltration of the new satanic religion. That's what he said. And he was very influential. So turn it off. Throw it away. Right? If you want to know more, read. But if you want to contact me, I'm at LinkedIn/Six Sigma Cannabis. I applied the Six Sigma formula to cannabis years ago, and I'm probably 30 to 40% less overhead than my nearest competitor. And I know because I've been in their farms.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you, Bill. Interesting. You're intriguing. You have to come back. Love to talk more. Christina, what do you have for us?
Oh my gosh, I just want to first again say thank you so much. Just a really diverse group of people, and got such great gems from everybody, from Maya, Raul, and Bill. And I'm just, and yourself, Sharifa, like always, you're always guiding the conversation. So really, I just want to just repeat my mantra, kindness is a new contagion. And but you know, a little bit on Bill's part, laughter is the best medicine. So I mean, I don't smoke, but I use cannabis in a medical format. So I'm also going to be launching some education on non-inhalable, like for edibles and, you know, making your own at home and using oil, et cetera. But really what I would like to share with everybody is you can build your own Blue Skies Life. Blue Skies Life carries natural, non-toxic, sustainable, ethically traded, but most of it's local, whether it's, you know, Canada or US. I'm always looking to work with female entrepreneurs in particular, or self-identifying as such. I'm an advocate for inclusivity. So if you have an interesting natural product, because I'm going to be building it out as a marketplace, we have our own house lines as well. As I said, we carry anything from, you know, Blue Lotus natural teas to organic silk kimonos. Everything is very much has a criteria of what we select. I also will be launching a platform, as I was sharing the other time I was on here, Making Her Story, which will be a content and podcast platform. And you can find me, if you wish me to be a guest or you'd like to be a guest on mine in the future, www.blueskieslife.com. And again, sky, so it's BL blue and then sky, SKYS, life.com, because it's always about your why and your passion, your purpose. You may not know what it is yet, but just, you know, it's definitely not doing that hustle and grind every day for a company that really probably doesn't care about you. So take care of your health, invest in your health, invest in yourself, and live your blue skies life. You can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Blue Skies Life. And if you do do a code, roundtable, 20% off anything, but do reach out. I'd love to have a conversation, whether it's about products, not natural products, or, you know, just about sharing your story with me. I would love to hear it.
I'm going to have to visit that website and use Roundtable to give me a discount on one of those silk kimonos. I just heard that. I was like, ooh. That sounds kind of sexy. Yeah. There. Get me one of those. I'm going to pick up me a kimono, get Maya's book on fundraising, get some tips from Raul on how to make my online presence that much better. And hey, I'm just going to hop in the car and drive over and sit down and talk to Bill for a couple of days, because I know he has a lot more to say. This has been such an interesting conversation. It's been so much fun. I truly love what I do. I want to thank you all for being guests on today's episode of the Roundtable Talk Show.
Sharif, I have a question. So are you from Texas?
No.
Okay. I just heard you saying Houston, because I'll just give us a small story. When I was a kid, although I'm still a kid, no doubt, I was a huge fan of Stone Cold Steve Austin. You know, the wrestler? Mm-hmm. So I mean, when I heard Texas, that's where I came to know, because I followed, I knew a little bit about his story, that he was raised in Victoria,
Texas. He was amazing. Stone Cold Steve Austin is amazing. And we gonna end this show, Raul. We got people who have places to go and people to see. So we love Texas, been to Texas, amazing, but we gotta go. I want to thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you, everybody.
But as always, please support our guests, visit their websites, follow them on social media, reach out to them, send them a message. And when you do, please let them know Sharifa Hardy says hi. Now, if you're interested in more ways that I can help your business, or maybe you want to be a guest on the Roundtable Talk Show, please visit my website at asksharifa.com. Until tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. Pacific, everyone have a safe and a blessed day. Bye now.
Take care, everybody. Bye.
Struggling to increase your sales or website conversions? Are you looking for new ways to promote your business through social media or any other campaign? If yes, then you're at the right place. Ask Sharifa has 25 years of experience and the track record to guide you to success. From business planning to social media marketing, from website designing to website development, from search engine optimization to paid traffic, we will research your business, your products and/or services, and the competition to develop a custom growth strategy for your business. Contact us now, and we will help you bring your business growth to the next level. For more information, visit www.asksharifa.com.